Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford. Build Ford proud.
Just because I took a couple days off doesn't mean the NBA went to sleep. A lot going on in the league. including the Utah Jazz. They've been sold today. $1.6 billion. Also, somewhere close home here, Kansas City might be the home of the Raptors next season. Andy Reid was asked about that. He said it's a great sports town and they'd welcome them with big arms. I'm very intrigued in that. The 76ers have given Maury a five-year deal to run the basketball ops. Maury was the old GM of the Rockets before he recently just let go. So now he is in Philadelphia. The Clippers want to pursue Rondo, but the Lakers are determined to re-sign him. Now, a lot of draft talk as the NBA draft is now less than a month away, and that includes the Atlanta Hawks, who have the sixth pick in the draft, and right now they're looking to shop that. Why are they looking to shop that sixth pick? Because they are looking to make the NBA playoffs next year, and they think they can turn that one around for something good. We will. I think Atlanta might need a little bit something else. I think the sixth pick might actually help them. That's all I got for NBA.
George, I'm sorry. The 2 days that you were away, we didn't dive deep into the NBA. Matt actually wanted to do a Major League Baseball minute.
Oh, well, at least that was going on, so it would have been all right.
Mm-hmm. Quick, you opened the door for basketball. I do want to mention this because today was Men's Basketball Media Day. Oh, also, everything that's going on, happy National Chocolate Day.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know what I'm doing when I get out of the studio.
We eat, on average, 11 pounds of chocolate a year. But Big East Media Day was today. There's a couple of things that were announced. Creighton's Big East schedule, December 14th, Marquette, the 17th at St. John's, the 20th at UConn. That should be a great game. Then the 23rd at home for Xavier. That's the only part of the Big East schedule that's been released because starting in early January, there may be some type of bubble involved from Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to Indianapolis to possibly IMG Academy or even Washington, D.C. The Big East wants to play. Villanova preseason favorite, not a surprise. Creighton is number two. I think the season is how do you replace Tyshawn Alexander? But the one thing, and sometimes in the preseason polls, the media that covers the Big East and votes on this doesn't get it right. Marcus Zagorowski is the preseason player of the year. The guy's a winner. That was a smart decision. Very, very smart decision. With everything that's gone on today, we didn't have time to hop into basketball. We'll do that tomorrow. We got Parker Gabriel coming up here in a little bit. But first, here is Andrew. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Andrew. Uh-oh. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing with this news?
Turn your radio down, Andrew.
Not too bad. Not too bad, man. I just, in the back of my mind, I wonder if the Big Ten set it up to fail. Being the kind of educational institutions they are, were they annoyed that they tried to play football and then set it up to fail?
You know what? That's a fair question, Andrew. Andrew down. I'm going to hear myself. I think that's a fair question because the desire to play football and the pressure to come back and play football and the loud voice started by Nebraska and then filtered to the Big Ten and then topped off with Ohio State. The agreement is if you guys want to come back and play football, you got to adhere to our strict standards. There's this thing called the 21-day rule. SEC has 14. ACC, Big 12 have 10. We're going to go 21. You guys want to play football? Hey, it's up to you. 21 days, and we're only going to play 8 weeks, and we're going to try and shoehorn in 8 games. Yeah, there you go. I think that's a valid question because I wonder, and I'll pose this question back to you, Andrew. When you hear that 2 weeks into your schedule, you have the first game that has been canceled, what's your reaction in Chicago? At the Big Ten office.
What's my reaction at the Big Ten office?
Yep.
It, you know, serves them right for trying to play, maybe.
I wish that's not the response, but I, Andrew, you're probably not very far off with some people in this conference.
Because I just feel like, as some outspoken as they were not to play, that they're, like you said, they made it impossible, and there's some of them may be enjoying that it's canceled.
Well, and you may end up with a conference championship game where the best team from one division doesn't get to play in the conference championship game because they only played five games. Andrew, thanks for the phone call. We're going to move on to Parker Gabriel here in a little bit. The Big Ten is a big, big deal. Did you look at the TV ratings from the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
The Nebraska-Ohio State game was the highest-rated college football game. You know who was shortly thereafter? Michigan-Minnesota primetime on ABC. Big Ten has dominated the headlines for the last couple of days. The only game that hardly resonated with anybody, Maryland and Northwestern. Now, they went head-to-head with the game in Minneapolis. But most every other game got really good ratings on the array of networks that they were on. Big Ten is a big deal. Let the Big Ten breathe with football. But I'm with Andrew, and a lot of other sentiments that have been shared today is... The Big Ten got this news today, and what did they do? Oh, man. Where'd they go? You know what? Yep. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You wanted it. Yeah. This is what you got, which is idiotic if that's your response. But there's still people that are not gung-ho on trying to play football. But if you think, how many teams are going to be in the six-game range? Nebraska-Wisconsin's to seven. No other game is, right now, in jeopardy in the Big Ten. And for people that are asking, because this continues to be a question, because, you know, everybody's playing detective here. Illinois has had no positive results. They've been clean post-Wisconsin. All right, Parker Gabriel's coming up next. We got questions. I don't know if PG has answers. Paul Chryst and Barry Alvarez are scheduled to meet with the media here shortly. So anything of interest, we will pass along. But now we're over Wisconsin. Done with Wisconsin. There'll be no Nebraska-Wisconsin in 2020. Now it's on to Northwestern. Where does Wisconsin go? They got Purdue next week. They got Michigan the following week. How this thing took off. Remember, Paul Chryst on Monday said, we feel confident that we'll be able to play on Monday. And then even yesterday morning, Barry Alvarez, we feel like we'll be okay. Things change Tuesday afternoon. Things definitely change Wednesday morning. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.